Today is Thursday, April 27, and this is North Shore Today, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage on the North Shore. Today, expect some clouds, a possible shower, temps in the 50s, high tide this evening at 6 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting today that a crash on the northbound lane of Route 95 in Newbury has triggered two medical helicopters to the scene. They report that two adults were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The two candidates running for mayor in Salem met at a candidates' forum at the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem last evening. Below in the post, we have the opening and closing statements from Neil Harrington and Dominic Pangallo. We will be updating our coverage of the race each day here on North Shore Today, as we'll hear from both candidates discussing the issues facing Salem residents. Danvers has selected Adam McCollin-Tooney as their next principal at the Holton Richmond Middle School starting July 1. According to the Salem News, McCollin-Tooney, who is the current interim principal at the Collins Middle School in Salem, will be taking over for Brendan Norton, who announced in February that he will be stepping down. The City of Lynn is continuing to work on their Vision Lynn plan to guide development and services for Lynn residents. This is City Planner Aaron Clausen.
A comprehensive plan sets forth a vision and goals for a city's future and provides the overall foundation for all land use regulations in the city. In Vision Lynn, the city's comprehensive plan, we have three chapters: vision, values and strategies, land use and urban form, and infrastructure and implementation. To create our plan, we started with reviewing existing plans in the city. We did existing conditions analysis to research what trends are currently affecting the city, and then we worked in the community for over a year learning from Lynners about what they wanted to see.
From their research in putting together the Vision Lynn plan, they revealed that Lynn could use some additional commercial development in the city to support the tax base.
The other part of that was interesting is how building more commercial and industrial development is important for our fiscal sustainability as a city. We learned in our existing conditions research that 90% of the city's tax value is in residential property, almost like we're a bedroom community. That's a major burden on residents, and it limits our ability to pay for services our residents are asking for. Building commercial and industrial is important to help us be more financially stable.
Lynn City Planner Aaron Clausen, the plan is available on the city's website. The North Shore-based nonprofit Bridgewell will be honoring former Essex County District Attorney John Blodgett at their Imagine the Possibilities Gala. According to the Salem News, Blodgett, while the DA, partnered with the Drug Treatment Agency to serve nonviolent offenders. Sports is next, right after this.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Florida Panthers beat the Bruins 4-3 in overtime last night to force a Game 6 Friday in Florida. The Bruins still lead that series 3-2. This is Bruins coach Jim Montgomery.
You know, I thought we had real good ozone pressure, and we tried to move the puck up to the defenseman, but we had made a change, so the puck went all the way down, and we just had a mishandle on our goalie and defenseman communication there on the puck and ended up getting jacked in our net.
Montgomery on what turned out to be the game-winning goal in overtime. The Celtics also lead their series with the Hawks 3-2. They play Game 6 tonight in Atlanta. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Red Sox lost to the Orioles yesterday. This is baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, yesterday in Baltimore, Sox dropped a 6-2 decision to the Orioles, wrapping up a 6-game road trip. Tanner Houck suffered his first loss of the year, allowing 4 runs over 5 innings. Masataka Yoshida did hit his 4th home run in the loss. Sox have today off. They begin a 7-game homestand at Fenway tomorrow night against old friend Terry Francona and the Cleveland Guardians.
In North Shore sports and high school baseball, Beverly beat Danvers 7-1 yesterday to improve to 7-2 on the season. Noah Guansey of the Panthers was outstanding on the mound. In the 3rd inning, he struck out all 3 batters that he faced on just 9 pitches. Bishop Fenwick topped Marblehead 11-1. This is Fenwick coach Matt Antonelli.
Big win for us against a really, really good program. Really proud of the guys. I'll start off with Mike Williams. He threw 4 innings, about 80 pitches, pitched on a really sore ankle, twisted his ankle, really gutted it out for us. Didn't have his best stuff because of the injury, but gave us four really, really solid innings. So really proud of how he competed. Marco Carrillo came in, closed the game off for us to get the win. Offensively, Costa Beachin with three big hits on base, I believe, four times. Marco Carrillo on base three times. Jacob Bain on base three times. John Horgan with a big hit and a sack fly. And then Nick Villano there with the big double off the wall. Or if there was a wall, it was a double off the wall to help us win the game there at the end.
Bishop Fenwick baseball coach Matt Antonelli at Seaside Park in Marblehead, where there is no outfield wall. And that is sports, along with news. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.